Take your Bibles, if you will, and I'm not going to preach a long time. You'll be glad to hear that. I understand that. But I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, if you would. Just a few verses here, and especially verse 4. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4. Paul writing to the believers at Corinth. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea," which is typical of baptism in the Old Testament, "and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat." And notice this, "and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ." Amen. They were talking about the rock of ages. And Jesus is the rock of ages. And he is the one that we look to for salvation. Christ, throughout the reference in Exodus chapter 17, we don't have time to go through it, but in Exodus 17, you're talking about the children of Israel as they were going out of Egypt, headed to Canaan land. And he made the statement in this reference to it, and over there they were talking about the rock that was smitten and provided water for them. You got to keep in mind they were in a desert. They were in a terrible land, a terrible area. And they had no source of water whatsoever. Except, the Bible says, and that's what he's referring to here, that rock was Christ. I want you to notice, it was the past tense. Not that rock is Christ, though he is, that rock was Christ. And I believe that Jesus was with them as they went through that wilderness journey, because he's existed a long time before Bethlehem. Amen? And he was before the world ever was. And there he is. That rock was Christ. He's the one that provided everything they needed during that wilderness journey. And it's so typical of salvation. It was a rock that was given by God, really, and a provision out in the desert. And Exodus tells us that it was a smitten rock. A smitten rock. That's typical of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was smitten for us. And we are saved by his smiting, or his being smitten. It pleased the Lord God Almighty to bruise him. Who bruised him? Who was it that was holding the rock? It was the lawgiver. And the lawgiver smote the rock. And the lawgiver is God. Who killed Jesus? It wasn't the Jews as such. It wasn't the Gentiles. It wasn't the Roman soldiers. The one who actually killed Christ was God, his Father. He was that rock that was smitten by the lawgiver. The lawgiver was God Almighty to show us that we needed a Savior. And it pleased the Lord, the Bible says, to bruise him. That's what the Scriptures teach. It pleased the Lord, Jehovah God, to bruise his own Son, his only Son, and to smite the rock that we might have life everlasting. And yet, when we think of the Old Testament, they looked toward the cross. We are on this side of the cross. We look back at it. But everybody looks to the cross, the smitten one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was smitten also in public. The rock was smitten in public. People were watching when it took place. And certainly when Jesus was crucified, the people were there for the Passover from all over the world. The people in the city of Jerusalem. And it was not done in a secret. When Paul was talking to Agrippa and then Felix, and he said to the king, he said, "The king knows that this was not done in a corner. This was done publicly. Christ was crucified. There were many witnesses. And they knew that he was dead, and they buried him. But thank God he arose." Amen. He came out of the tomb. This thing was not done in a corner. And we know that God was the lawgiver who actually gave his son for us. It pleased the Father to bruise him. Romans 8:32. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So it was the rod of the lawgiver that smote the rock, and from that rock the water came, publicly smitten. And not only that, that rock continued with them, that is the water, which the rock symbolized. No matter where they went, there was the rock following them. I'm glad that we have the promise once we get saved that the flow continues. It doesn't quit. And not only that, it is typical of the fact that Jesus' grace and mercy and the outflow of His goodness to us tonight can meet any problem that we have. Not only does God change a life, but He stays with us, provides for us, meets every need, and helps us to constantly be drinking from that flow of the water from the smitten rock. And thank God we are redeemed not with silver or gold, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as they said. That's how we get saved, is His precious blood. Do you know Him tonight? I like the waitress because she was depicting everything we ought to do. Witness, witness, witness. Tell people about Christ. We've discovered the Rock of Ages. We need to give the Rock of Ages to other people. We need to share it, even with such notorious characters as we saw up here tonight. We need to share the gospel with everybody. Everybody ought to have the right to hear the gospel. Who's going to tell them if we don't tell them? And how shall they believe if somebody didn't go tell them and give them the good news? The good news. Let's stand, please. Every head is bowed. I don't know if you're saved or not. You know. If you've never trusted Christ, He is the smitten rock. It was the law, the demands of the law that smote Him, God the Father who gave the law. He took our place, died in our place, satisfied God's demands of the law that we might have the water of life flowing forever and ever in our own hearts. If you don't know Christ tonight, dear friend, you need to come forward and say, I want to receive Christ as my Savior. And then I just ask us tonight, are we really living as if the water is still flowing and that we have that source of strength and help and we know it tonight? If you have a burden tonight, come and bring it to the Lord. Father, as we come to You in prayer, we thank You for what was depicted here tonight. We thank You for the Vacation Bible School and the 11 professions of faith in Jesus Christ. Thank You that You use something like skits and drama in this situation in order to get the gospel across, the truth of it to other people. If there's somebody here tonight, Lord, that is not saved, they're not sure they're going to heaven, I pray they'd come tonight. We offer them the gift of eternal life through Christ, and we pray that they would receive it. Help us as Christians to be mindful of the fact that we need to live right. We need to be faithful witnesses, passing out tracts, telling people about Jesus Christ, that they may understand and have the privilege of knowing the good news that Jesus died for them, was buried and arose, that He'll save them if they'll come to Him. God, help us to be faithful in our Christian life. In Jesus' name.